Hello, welcome to the Thursday, May 22nd, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. eBay apparently suffered a major breach and is urging its customers to change passwords. As part of the breach, the attacker had access to names, encrypted passwords, email addresses, the physical address, phone number, and date of birth. In particular, with a physical address and date of birth, of course, the attacker may have enough to steal someone's identity. Customers are being notified right now by eBay. I have personally not received a notification yet. Also, don't see any prominent notice on eBay's site. Apparently, payment information or information at PayPal was not affected. The root cause apparently is a compromised insider account, so my guess is spear phishing yet once more, being used to get insider credentials, and then these insider credentials were used to access the data. As part of standard network monitoring, the compromise was discovered by eBay. At this point, none of the data has been used in any fraudulent activity, but of course, it may just be a matter of it not have been noticed so far. So if you haven't yet, change your password. It was salt and hashed, but not sure what algorithm was used. And if you're listening to this podcast regularly, you're probably not using the same password anywhere else anyway. And surprise, we got a new Internet Explorer 8 Zero Day that has been announced by the Zero Day Initiative. Now, this is the initiative that Tipping Point started to collect information about Zero Days, and they do usually notify the vendor first, and they did it in this case too. However, they also have a policy to notify the public within 180 days, so half a year of the vendor notification. Microsoft still hasn't patched this bug, so Tipping Point went ahead and released the details. At this point, this particular vulnerability has not yet been exploited in the wild, so we'll have to see what's going to happen next, whether or not Microsoft will come up with a patch for this problem in June. And talking about browser issues, yesterday we saw an update for Chrome. Today we got one for Safari from Apple. This update fixes a total of 21 vulnerabilities, some of which were actually discovered by the Google Chrome security team. The update patches Safari 7 as well as Safari 6 and goes back to OS X Lion or 10.7. Safari is still somewhat behind the exploit curve here, and usually we don't see these vulnerabilities actually being used in exploit, but then again, I would still hope that you will all patch within the week. And apparently some Dutch researchers found a way to bypass the Apple anti-theft lockout on the iPhone or iPad. In order to implement this lockout, the phone connects to one of Apple's servers via SSL. Problem, the phone does not authenticate the SSL certificate sufficiently well, so it is possible to play man in the middle with the phone and then send fake commands to the phone to essentially then unlock it. Now, at this point, I haven't seen a confirmation of someone actually reproducing the exploit, so this is still somewhat speculative at this point, but of course, if it is possible to play man in the middle between an iDevice and Apple servers, this attack would certainly be plausible. And a researcher from Egypt found an interesting remote code execution vulnerability in Yahoo's website that actually affected a number of additional sites that rely on Yahoo for their content. For example, MSN as well as Orange, the telco provider. Turns out that what he did was just look for hidden admin panels, and yes, he found one that didn't require any authentication and then allowed him to upload files. With a simple Google hack, he was then able to find similar pages among Yahoo's widespread properties that all suffered from the same unauthenticated file upload vulnerability. And then, of course, by uploading an ASP file, he was then able to execute code on the system. Pretty interesting and pretty simple how this worked out, and yet another reason to carefully check systems yourself before someone else finds an obvious flaw like this hidden admin panel. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.